with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Virtual Series. And my, what an event it was today. Some great, great content, great speakers. And speaking of which, we have a clip from one of those speakers, and that would be Jin Chong from, she's a director of engineering at Facebook and also teaches a course at Stanford called 5 Steps to Building Your Most Lovable Product. And that was essentially what her presentation was all about, how to build your most lovable product or have a most lovable experience. And in this particular clip, she talks about 3 stories. One has to do with listening. The second one has to do with iteration. And the third one has to do with empowerment. And all those can lead to having a lovable experience, something that creatines really aspire to, or just about any other organization on planet Earth aspires to. Really, really good stuff here from Jin. So check it out.
In fact, the particular story actually come from Harvard campus, where I want to share this famous case study. This is McDonald's milkshake study. So McDonald's at the time wanted to expand and figuring out a market plan for their milkshake business. And they've gone to the Harvard research team to say, please look into this particular segment for us. Now, naturally, if you and I are receiving this request, the first thing very likely we would jump onto is, who are we competing against? Is this Burger King's milkshake business? Or was this, you know, one of these famous double chocolate chip cookies by a local bakery that we're competing against, more sort of as a, you know, dessert menu for either lunch or dinner? The researchers, the first thing they did is they went and observed. So what they saw are a couple of very interesting things. They saw that the most amount of purchase was not made either at lunchtime or dinner time. It was before 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. here. They also saw that these are regular McDonald's customers, not new customers who's exploring dessert options. And they buy nothing but the milkshake. And seems like after buying the milkshake, they got into the car and commuted to work. This really puzzled the researchers. So now they decided to go talk to some of them. And they learned a few more things. What they've learned is that these are people rushing to work. They wanted a breakfast option that would keep them full until all the way until noon. They have this long and boring commute drive that they want to keep entertained. And they want this breakfast option being the milkshake that's easy to handle while driving. What was interesting were some of the stories they've learned along the way. They talked about one time they hired a donut, but then quickly discovered that they can never only hire one, because yeah, one donut wasn't going to be enough. They also talked about how one time they hired a banana, but realized the banana got finished too quickly, leaving the driver this long and boring drive by him or herself. They hired bagel before and realizing it's so dry that while spreading cream cheese, they had to ask, you know, use their knees instead to control the wheels, which is a little bit dangerous. And the most funny thing, my favorite there is one of them said, once I hired a sneaker bar. Oh my, I was so guilty afterwards that I told myself I will never ever do this again. So you see, it's this entire process of observing and listening that's really going deeper for the data that's just in front of you. And as a result, the team not only discovered the true jobs to be done, but also was able to define the market segment for milkshakes that's 7 times bigger than originally anticipated. Let's go to story number 2. If you find the real problem and you have a good solution to deliver, which is what we do in many of the credit unions, right? We know what our customers need and we have a good solution. How do we deliver that solution in a scalable fashion? The same experience, either coming in during a weekday or a weekend, either coming into our branch office or through our apps. Now, interestingly, I discovered in the conference resource tab here a very cool EY paper. This is the research from Co-op and EY focusing on how to leverage digital asset. On page 13, you see that I highlighted two words, right? Those two words really speak to me, and that says API support. When Jean was introducing me earlier, she had mentioned that I was leading a startup focusing on engineering, and the API support, with the API support work we did, one key customer we had was Target. And by the way, this company has since gone IPO and become part of Google. So everybody know about Black Friday and Target. But what you may not know is each customer, you and I, as we were tapping on our phone, searching for nearest Target to me, that's one API call. And that call is a request, and then the answer comes back as a response. That's two trips for APIs. Now, we normally deal with a lot of these APIs, but for Black Friday or Thanksgiving night, we're talking about 10x more traffic, more requests. So what did we do? My team and the Target team, we basically worked together since May, right? All the way till November. We test, we iterate, we introduce something like, you know, called Chaos Monkey. And by the way, that term was invented by Netflix, which was also mentioned by Gene earlier on, meaning interrupt the system, took out some resources, you know, unexpected outages to see how we respond. So with all that planning, let me tell you what we did. Target was able to have record after record of shopping outcome year after year. I, for several Thanksgivings, can no longer cook, but that gives me the honor to go to my friend's house and just eat what they cooked while I'm monitoring the API traffic. And the kids would come in and check on me every once in a while, and they would be so thrilled to say, has it reached another million? Are you still green? Because I'm looking at the monitoring, right? And I would answer in the proud way to say, yep, it reached another million, and yes, we are still green. So the iteration and leveraging data is really a key way to ensure not only you deliver a good solution, but you deliver it over and over in a very reliable way. Let's move on to the last story. Here, I want to talk a little bit about empower. Now, in my field, being product management or engineering, it's very common that we create user card. A user card on this slide here would literally have a picture. And one time I have an IT administrative customer whose name is Anita. So we put Anita's picture there, Anita's name there. And then we would put statement, right? Anita works for a large enterprise back office for IT, and she would love to know any system anomaly issues as soon as she log in to her desktop monitoring. And what she disliked the most is to get paged in the middle of the night. So we put those all in. But we don't normally print them. We just keep these user cards in our files. At the time, I was leading a global team. We have team members not only in the Bay Area, but also in Tel Aviv, as well as in Bangalore of India. And what I've discovered as a tip from my product management community was we need to share the data so that the more people know about who is it we're serving and what is it that our customers are using this product for, the better they can come to the decisions, even when those were not in the script, not in the instruction, not in the runbook. So we did. We printed these photo quality, and as you can see, you know, similar in this office hall, we posted them in all the engineering halls, on your way to kitchen, on your way to bathroom, no escape. You see them every day in Bangalore, in Tel Aviv. Then the bright moment came one day, we were doing a sprint demo. One team member showed us a new feature that was about to go out. And then the other team member, I remember he's from Bangalore office, raised his hand on our video call and says, I don't agree. I don't like how this feature is going. I'm pretty sure Anita would want to go directly to this button and not having to specify all the time ranges. When I heard that statement, when I heard my fellow engineer raising a request on behalf of a customer without this being in the script or without being asked to, that was the delight. I knew in this case, they have the true data point that would enable them to make that good decision every step of the way. So let's wrap up. I've now shared 3 stories. And you've noticed that in each one of these, data was plenty. But just having data was not enough. It requires listen. It requires many difficult, intentional iterations. And it requires a lot of empowerment to every team member in your organization. Even if it was not their core job to do X or Y, let them know the user they're serving. Because ultimately, it's all of these actions combined giving us that insight. And that insight will lead to a lovable product or a lovable experience. Now, what's important here is once an experience is lovable, your customers will remember it.
Thank you very much, Jen. And stay tuned for more coverage of Co-op Financial Services Think Virtual series here on CU Broadcast.